I would say I was both a lucky child and an unlucky child. There is a story. I had an accident when I was about, 3 or so. Just a baby, really. I almost drowned. One of my aunties grabbed me fiercely from the water by my hair and pulled me out. Her action saved my life. See? A lucky child. However, as an adult, and with numerous health diagnoses made over the years, it was eventually pinpointed to that very moment in time. My pituitary gland was damaged. Unlucky child. I was interested in progressing, spurred on by a family ethos of succeeding at whatever we put our minds to. But I was always tired, didn't join in with the energetic stuff, bit of an outsider at university. I was asked by a tutor what I wanted to focus on in my academic studies, and I said, well, anything I set my sights on, I will succeed. May sound a bit pompous, but to me, if I wasn't good at something, I didn't pursue it. I learned to conserve my energy and put what I had into what I was good at. I chose to study. I'm the type of person who doesn't like to struggle with anything, really. But my health did become something of a struggle. At 50, I was presenting as 20 years older. I was suffering with the incontinence, too, which was humiliating to me. I was offered pads. I asked questions. I received a series of head and body scans, and it was revealed that my pituitary gland was damaged beyond repair, and I had to begin a course of injections. This was a life-changing moment for me. One of my constant support mechanisms has been my local pharmacy. Knowing I can get evening and weekend appointments, that they provide clinical checks like blood pressure and expert advice on minor illnesses. Do you know they do so much more than dispensing prescriptions? They do health screening and support long-term conditions like mine. My mindset is, this is my body. I know what me feels like. And when I don't feel like me, I now know my pharmacy, alongside my GP, is an integral part of my healthcare. I access support groups too. There is always an element of finance involved in healthcare. Entitlement, grant, debt, you know, that type of thing. Where better to go than the community to find answers with people who are experiencing health challenges like me? I'm in my 70s now. Yes, I find the secret is make everything work for me. I'm an avid asker of questions. I interrogate the professionals because with dialogue, we can learn much from each other, can't we? I think that's the biggest lesson I have learnt in my life, and it is important. Oh, if I was giving advice, I would say, never give up. At one point in my life, I thought I was rotting from within. A phrase that hit home with a junior doctor who then ordered the scans I mentioned. With so much on my doorstep, community groups and support meetings alongside the pharmacy, I am doing really well. Thank you.